This podcast is gracing your ears thanks to Every Plate. But get this, they're not only sponsoring the pod, they've also sent me on the Ultimate World Cruise. That's where I am right now. How bloody good is that? I seriously love Every Plate. They make cooking up something yum for dinner really damn easy. They deliver all of the ingredients you need, and each recipe only has 4 steps. So it's foolproof. Even I can do it. And I'm the biggest fool that there is. You can order Every Plate now at everyplate.com.au and save up to $180 off your first 5 boxes with the code ULTIMATE. Christine, welcome to my room. Again.
Happy to be here. Happy to be here. How was your day?
I had a great day.
Had a great day. Top day.
Great day today.
Yeah, I did too.
I want to talk about the start of my day.
Right.
If I can.
Of course. It's your show, my love.
Seeing you.
Yes. Having a meltdown. Okay, or semi-meltdown.
We can talk about the meltdown.
Oh, God. Look, you're being honest. I'm being honest. We're all transparent, aren't we?
Well, I think I caught... I assume Joe caught the brunt of it.
Oh, yeah, she did.
Yeah. How are you feeling now?
Oh, I'm tip-top. You sorted me out. Joe sorted me out. I'm all good to go.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, of course.
So, what happened?
I think yesterday when we went to the meeting with the other creators, like I said to you this morning, I think I shouldn't have gone because I got a real hard dose of the imposter syndrome happening. I was sitting there thinking, what the fuck are you doing here, Christine? You are absolutely... above your station.
Which baffles me because you're the reason why this podcast is the number two, actually number three. We were bumped.
We need to talk about that, people, because we need to give it a bit of a...
Bloody indie.
Did you see that meme that was sent to me about that? Yes. That was so funny.
That's really...
Inappropriately funny.
Which baffles me because I never understand people who have imposter syndrome. I'm very lucky that I feel like I deserve... My ego is so big, I feel like I deserve to be here, but it cripples people.
It's awful because you just, the self-doubt, the little white ants get in and tells you, you know, what are you doing?
Like,
you're just
you
being silly. Come on. You're 53 identifying as 49. You know, your boat sailed, babes. You're not to be here.
Yeah, there's nothing anyone can say.
Oh, God, no. Mm. Joanne gave me a, you know, quick, hard talking to.
Jo is... Yeah, she's good.
She's great, the old Joanne. Oh, she's so tough.
She's scary.
You know, she's got a hearing disability, and I tell you, she's as tough as teak. She won't put up with any rubbish, even from me.
I adore her.
Oh, good. I'm glad you do, because she is absolutely sensational. And she just said, look, Christine, you know, come on. You're in your own lane. You're fine. You're good.
Yeah.
Just keep doing you. Keep having fun. That's what everyone loves. Just keep...
People are... falling over to hear you. I get messages. You talk too much, Christian.
Who sends
please
you that?
Please give the floor to Chrissy.
No, please don't. Don't ever leave me again alone in the room.
Oh, my God.
That was terrifying.
I'm going to do that again.
No,
That was my favourite. That was so good.
It was terribly bad.
But that's why it was like...
I started off really strong.
I knew I started strong
and I got a bit cocky. Because then I looked at Bluey and I thought, oh, my God, I don't know what else to say. And, okay, so, and the fact that I didn't pick up till the next day that Beth Ann, a.k.a. Mary Beth, said to me, Chrissy, in a text message on the Insta, Chrissy, Christian, laundry key. The penny dropped. You don't have a laundry key. Why would you have a laundry card?
No, I don't.
You stood there and chained me. I've got the card. I'm going to go off to the dryer.
Where?
The other night.
On the live?
Yeah. No. The other night when you left me alone, just to recap, the other night you left me alone in the room and you said to me, I've just got to go off now and do my washing.
Yeah.
Right? When have you had a laundry card? Like when was that known? That was never known?
I think it's two planks. I'm going to... Laundry is code for there's a D going in the M.
Oh.
No D went into the M, but I tried. Yeah.
Oh.
But also, I do have a laundry card.
Oh.
Did you not know that?
No, I did not know that.
Oh,
I don't think anybody else knew that either. No, I might be... Please tell me.
Instagram stories knew that. As soon as I stole it, I was posted about it.
Oh, see, I
Beth Ann is an amazing TikToker who reports.
Oh, we love Beth Ann.
Sort of drama going on board.
Yeah, she's gorgy.
I want to move along to the thermal scan that we had to do today, and the fact that I texted you at 11 when the thermal scan opened, and it closed at 12. And I said, Christine, it's only open for an hour. Please go and do it. And you're like, I'm just going to do my QR code for my customs. And I'm like, no. Go to the thermal scan because you only have an hour and then it closes.
Can I tell you, I was in complete denial. I thought, oh, no, it's far too hard. Can't do. Just going to ignore. And then you said, Christine, you need to get up there.
Anyway. Gung. Ladies and gentlemen, there are quite a few passengers who have not received their thermal scan.
Yeah.
Please make it up. And you were like, I've better go do my thermal scan. I'm like, It is 11:58.
I know. And Joanne's like, what's this? What do we have to do? Like, Danielle.
Danny
left us, floundering. So, we were floundering. She was off texting us what to do. And Joe and I are looking at each other having no idea.
Just useless. So we have to have a thermal scan to enter Manila. Do we enter Manila tomorrow? Or do we have one more
the day after?
Oh, God. Just to check if anyone has a fever. And you literally, all you do is do a catwalk. They scan your card and you just walk past an imaging machine.
What's the use of that? If you've got a temperature today, what? So... What, you might not have a temperature in 2 days?
Well, I think it's just a thing. Well, if you've got one today, well, I don't know. Just walk past the thermal imager.
It's up there with the napkin folding. Like, really, oh, no, why? Why do we need to do that now?
My theory is they're selling our data. So they're capturing all of our, I don't know, personal data and then on-selling it to make more money. Because they're making a loss. Royal's making a loss on this trip.
So what data are they collecting, though?
Well, they've got all of our personal data. They watch what we eat. They watch what we do. They know, they scan everything. So they know exactly what our movements are, what we drink, when we shit, when we wash, when we bathe. And then they sell it to a company that sells us soaps.
Really? I don't know if you're that interesting, love. I mean, I love you and I'm here for you.
Not me, everyone.
But what use is it? What data did she had a second helping of?
Yeah, she had a second helping of ice cream, and then suddenly in your inbox is a million Peter's ice cream emails. That's how they get you.
Oh, look, Aperol Spritz, come for me. I mean, telling you, I've been, that Aperol Spritz is just bloody unreal.
How many did you have today?
Oh, I've had three, I think.
It's 9 p.m.
It
You've
is
had
9.
Three?
Yeah, I had one before.
And you had a porn star before too.
No, I had a chili drink. That was unusual. Not sure if I liked it.
I don't like chilies in drinks.
But it was very unusual. It was very nice.
While we were at dinner, I asked you a question. And
right.
It was, let me reflect. We were talking about your gorgeous sons.
Oh, yes.
The Dirty Dick Brigade, as I like to call them.
Sorry, boysies.
I do like Max. Max, if you're listening.
Sorry, boysies.
Let me call. And I said, who's your favourite?
Oh, don't start this.
And you said... I don't have one.
Boysies, you know this. I tell you all the time. You know why I know this?
None of them listen. I don't think they listen. No. Charlie definitely doesn't.
They say to me all the time, individually, am I your favourite? I'm your favourite, aren't I? I say, darling, I don't have a favourite.
Boysies, buckle in. I've got the answer.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, here go we
on.
Go.
Go.
Okay. If your name is Jack... You are the favourite! Jack's the winner! Her face says, it is, and I can't believe you said that.
No.
Jack's the favourite.
I don't have favourites.
Well, consensus was, Jack is the favourite.
No, you're wrong. What, because Joanne says, what? This is from Joanne, though.
This is from Joanne, but she had a really very legitimate story about why she believes Jack
is the favourite.
All
right, go on then. Go on. Say the story.
Well,
go on.
Jack's the one that gave you the most amount of attention and love, and then you ate that up and suddenly he became the favourite.
Oh,
that's the summary of that.
Right, well, that's a very, very broad summary.
At a time, Charlie was off you completely. He hated
you. Oh, he just liked me intensely.
And I don't know where Max was.
Oh, well, Max is just that little bit older, you see. So he's just out there living the life.
So Jack is the favourite.
Well, I don't, as I said, to reiterate... To the boysies.
To the Dirty Dick Brigade.
To the Dirty Dick Brigade. I love that. Sorry, boysies, but it is quite funny. As you do laugh. They love me equally.
What a diplomatic response.
Equally.
They love you equally. There's only one of you to love. Do you reckon they have a favourite parent?
Oh, I don't know. I've never asked them. But I say to... Because Because Charlie used to say, "Oh, you're my favourite. You're my favourite mummy. You're my favourite mummy." And I would say to him, "Well, I'm your only mummy, darling."
And and he would go, "I know. And if there was another mummy, she would be my favourite."
No. And, you know, "I'm the only mummy that you'll ever love, my love."
Oh.
He's very cute.
Yeah, the answer is Jack. So another thing we've discovered, everyone wants this podcast to keep going.
Oh, can I tell you, the Flockers are all in. In deep. They keep saying to me, make sure it continues. I'm going to be devastated when it doesn't.
And Chrissy said, "Do you want to keep this podcast going when we get back?" And I said, "Abso-fucking-lutely not. I'm exhausted. I don't want to talk to you for at least 2 weeks."
And I said, "But what about once a month?" Again, absolutely not.
I was
not.
"I'm closing that door." Absolutely not.
See, but the thing is, you think you're closing that door. I know what will happen, because this is what happens, right?
That definitely won't happen.
No, it will. It will. I bet you a bottom dollar it will. Mm. See, what will happen is you'll leave me in Hong Kong and you'll say, "Good riddance to that." And you'll say, "Thank fuck she's gone.
No.
What a bloody pain in the ass she was." But the thing is, what happens is, unbeknownst to you, I've got in under your skin. I have. I've embedded myself like one of those worms that get in and start, gnawing away at your intestines. That'll be me. And then you'll say, "Oh, I really miss something in my life. I miss Christine. I need to speak to her." And you'll be straight on the blower.
Yeah.
You'll say to me, "Oh, my goodness, I didn't realise. Just didn't realise."
I think what you do for me is what the two of us do for Letitia and Diana.
Oh, my God.
We make them feel good about their lives. Because they look at our lives and go, "Oh, thank God we're not them."
Oh, my God.
And then I look at you and go, "Well, at least my memory's slightly better than yours." At least I'm slightly more put together than you. And I've never been able to say that about myself.
No.
Because I'm always at the bottom.
Right.
But you're at the bottom now.
I'm on the bottom tier. That's where I am. But I'm happy on that bottom tier.
I then pitched you an idea,
oh,
which I think I could do. So,
tell them.
Well, firstly, if you want a weekly podcast, we need a sponsor. I need to be fucking making bank.
You do. I do. I need a new career.
Yes.
I need one that
I'll cope with you once a week.
I'll cope with you
if there's a sponsor
once a week.
Us.
Right.
Alternatively, the solution was.
Yes.
Two words.
Go on, do it.
Noosa. Dua in Bali. And so when we went to Bali, it was just,
we loved it, didn't
loved
we?
Loved it.
Yeah, we did. We really did. And we looked at each other and connected and said, "We need to come back."
And so I thought it would be fun if I do, well,
I
being,
do.
The, being the nomad I am, I was like, "Well, let's just come back for 16 and do 16 days in Bali."
Oh.
And then you were like, "Oh, I have a real job. I could probably do 4 or 5. And I was like, "That works perfect for me. I'll still do the 16 days. You swan in for 5.
Perfect. I haven't told you this. I don't know if it's probably appropriate. But I've been on the phone to Ricardo today.
What did he say?
Well, I've been negotiating.
Oh, please say you're retiring and you can do 16 days in Bali.
I've been.
Oh my God!
No, seriously.
For reals?
Yeah.
I also want to do New Zealand, and I reckon if we do 16, well, that's a long time though. But I like the ring of 16 days on the Ultimate World Cruise.
That needs to continue. I think
16 days in Bali. 16 days in New Zealand.
Yeah,
and it's got to be paid for.
It's got to be paid for. It's got to be that I can then
earn a bit of money. Not only has it got to be paid for. Doesn't this sound awful? Like. It's a business, so the business has to make a bit of money to afford to do its thing.
Yep.
So, I mean, not saying anything, but like, if Air New Zealand or New Zealand Tourism are interested.
Hello.
We're so keen.
Kia ora.
If anyone is interested in.
And I'm half New Zealand. I'm half Kiwi. It'd be going back to my roots.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm so on board this. Noosa Dua, obviously.
Noosa Dua. Have to do that.
Japan.
Have to do that. Oh, don't even. With the language barrier.
I have.
Oh, my God.
So I had a tarot card reading before I
now,
got on this
Now, can we talk
cruise.
About my text message that I sent through to you last night?
Yes.
About you've had some sort of... So I'll just let you know, the people, right, supporting you, I went in and paid for a month of Patreon.
Yep.
Okay.
Close enough. Yep.
And then I was looking down, gee, you've got some outstanding content in there. You're very good at this. And I had this person, I don't know her name.
Sarah Jane.
And she's put something about this is the person or something.
Read it out.
Oh, I did. I saved it,
well,
didn't
you
I?
Well, you took a screenshot, which
I did.
Absolutely shocks and baffles me. But not only did you take a screenshot, you circled it in red. Which is, I'm very impressed.
I asked you if you were impressed with that this morning.
Yeah.
Right. So, Sarah Jane. Chrissy is a legend. Well, thank you, Sarah Jane. And 100% the business-minded person I discussed in your reading.
Yeah.
All right. I can feel it. Folks on my TikTok thought it was great that LRB, but I never got the feeling. Glad to see that you're laughing again, but fuck napkin folding. She had me there.
Oh.
I'm telling you, we're kindred spirits, her and
Sarah
I.
Jane,
and I will try and catch a live stream. I'm usually asleep.
So I had, so she does, I don't know what to say, but she's got like this spiritual connection and she was like, I want to do a reading. And she filmed it. And in one of it, she flips over a card and goes, ah, I see a business relationship developing on this cruise.
Now that is spooky.
And she said it, and it's going to be really good. And she was like, she thought it might be LRB. And then when we've come up with this idea for New Zealand and travelling...
It's spooky.
It's 100% you.
It's got to be.
Because she was saying that I would hang out with this person almost every day and I'd be, like, talking with them and doing stuff with them and...
That's me. No doubt. That is me.
So this is going to... We're manifesting.
We are manifesting.
And I came up with a great name for our Bali one.
Okay, go.
So it's Ba-leave me alone. That's how true. And then New Zealand.
I love it.
Oh,
I love
Japan.
It.
Japan.
Oh, I would
Damn
love
Danny.
To do.
Japan. We have to bring Danny.
Oh my God, that would be so funny.
Sorry.
Pan down Danny.
I just
Pan
think
down
I
Danny.
Could do that.
Oh, I could do that quite easily.
16 days.
Oh my God, that would just be amazing. Could you imagine the content that we create?
Oh my God, it would be
being in
so
a car
insane.
With a non-English speaking person.
But we have proven that we don't need like good production. It's just the two of us.
Oh, it's just us.
We can do it ourselves.
We can. Well, you can. I just, you know,
well, you
sit there
on.
And
I do all the editing up till 1 a.m. and do everything. That's fine. I'm more than happy to
hey,
do that.
Hey, I said to you, I'm willing to do a TAFE course.
Willing to do a TAFE course. AFTIS, look out.
Oh, gosh.
So that's...
Do you think that's a... Like, could that really happen?
Yes, absolutely.
Because if
I
got...
Such an easy sell. That's the first thing I'm going to do when I get back is talk to my management and be like, here's my ideas. Please hit up in New Zealand, Japan Tourism, even Tourism Australia. We could do 16 days driving around Australia or Queensland. Oh, I don't know about driving around. Oh, no. I reckon... Oh, my God. It would be just... There's just endless opportunities where we do a podcast.
Yeah.
And we film content and we highlight wherever we are.
Yeah. And could we have, like, separate rooms?
Oh, I would be staying... Well, my rider would be a five-star hotel and yours would be, well, just a tent at the front of the five-star hotel.
Well, I don't do tents. I don't do camping.
Yeah, me either.
No.
Which is why I think it'd be funny if we did that.
If we did camping.
Because we'd be fucking hating it. Although, the thing is...
I'm twitching here because I'm not really a canvas kind of girl. The glamping kind of...
Well, you wouldn't even glamp?
Well, you'd have to show me what the floor looks like and the bathroom looks like.
No, I think it'd be better
like
if I organised it and didn't tell you a single thing.
Oh, that would be. I think that's probably your best bet, actually.
Just don't even think about it. Suddenly, you're
I just
doing
don't know.
It,
I just turn up. I just
then,
turn up. Yeah. I just have my little temper tantrum on the set and go, yeah. "Is this what you thought? That yeah. This was going to be fun?"
So I'm hoping that will come to fruition.
Oh, look! I would love that. That would be excellent. No, that'd be great fun.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? That'd be great content. We could do food and...
I've just gotten a text.
Oh, God, here we
LRB.
Go. Oh, here we go.
They're going to Vintages for drinks. Do I want to join?
Oh, go on. You absolutely have to.
Let's just quickly wrap this up because there are two things that I want to mention.
You need to do that.
Today I won World's Sexiest Man.
Oh.
The videos will be going up on TikTok.
And that does need a little bit more of an in-depth conversation.
I don't think
than
it
what,
does.
Oh, I think it does.
I think we should go
oh,
over that.
I think it does.
And the other point that maybe we can talk about tomorrow is Anthony was in my room.
I need a debrief on
and
this.
And he was in my bed.
I need a debrief
on
this.
And I was on
this.
Top of him.
I need, and then sends me the video footage of that.
Yes.
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 And lastly, I would like to leave you with a piece of audio. After I won World's Sexiest Man, the two of us went and did silent Zumba. And I was smart enough to bring the microphones. It's where you go into the atrium, level 4. Everyone can watch you. You put on some headphones and you do Zumba. But it's silent. So people can only hear you heavy breathing and shouting because you can't hear yourself.
And you keep saying
at the
to
end,
me.
There was a passenger, Kimberly, and she. We were sitting down with our headphones off, and she came up to me and she goes, "Do you want a water?" And she had her headphones on, and I pretended that I couldn't hear her. I was like, "Sorry, what?" She goes, "Do you want a water?" I'm like, "I can't hear you." And she screams, and I'm like, "Kim, I can hear you perfectly fine. It's silent Zumba."
This isn't right. Oh.
How much longer do we have to go? How much longer do you think? How much time do you think has passed? I feel like it's been.
We've been at it for hours. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
Everyone's doing so well.
Oh, that was one song. We made one song.
We made 3.5 minutes.
Oh, God. God, they're doing more willingly.
Stop yelling. It's silent. Take your headphones off if you want to talk.
I hear you.
Now we know how Joe feels.
Huh?
Now we know how Joe feels. This is what's playing inside of Joe's head when you talk.
I'm knackered.
Okay. Oh, Chrissy's now doing it while sitting down. Oh my God. Oh fuck, I've done my knee.
Well done.
Nah, I've done my knee. That's it.
Okay, look at them go. Look at them. Look at the finesse. They're like gazelles.
No one's puffed.
Gazelles.
Also, I just like to reiterate, I just came from the World's Sexiest Man competition. I won it.
Won
straight
it.
To silent Zumba. Joe looks concerned.
I adore that.
Oh my God.
Man.
Hey!
Oh, see?
Hey! Hey!
Hey!
I have no idea.
You water? What water?
Sorry?
Water? Water? You want a water?
I can hear you. You're yelling.
Do you want a water?
I can hear you very loud and clear.
I was screaming at
That's
you.
Why I was like, I can't hear you. And then you just shouted. No, I've got a water. Funny. Thank you.
I could hear
her without hearing that. Yeah. Oh, my God. I feel like
That's
Jo
funny.
Needs to make her debut. Just say hi, Jo.
Hi, Jo.
That is Jo, everyone. Okay.
Again, I don't see the purpose in this.
Woo!
Yeah.
Just clap. Woo!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's to be fit.
Great fun. Great fun.
It's to be fit.
What for?
I don't know. I've already won World's Sexiest Man. I don't need any help. Hey, it's Christian here. We have a lot of fun recording these episodes and I video my time with Chrissy and I throw those videos up on Patreon. So become a Patreon member today and not only do you get videos of Chrissy and I absolutely losing our shit at each other and ourselves, but there's also heaps of other exclusive content. visit patreon.com/Christian Hull.
But it was misleading. I tell you, those earmuffs were very misleading. We need to talk extensively about this tomorrow because there's a couple of things I need to talk to you about tomorrow. I know you're going now and you need to go to the LRB. Singing Sailor. I need to talk about him and how fabulous they are.
You know what? You know what? All you have to do is hit pause. Do you want the floor while I go to drinks?
Well, just give me a little bit. I'll do it.
Okay. So I'm going to go get drinks. I'm going to turn my microphone off. All I want you to do...
Right. Oh, God, the pressure's on.
Just hit that pause button.
Right, and that's it. That's all I need to do.
And then done.
And that's it. Yeah. That's all I have to do.
Oh, shit. I'm getting it. Hold on. I'm coming. I'm coming. We were just recording a podcast. We're in the middle of recording a podcast.
Hello.
I got a message from the youth. I want to come to drinks.
Yes, go. He's going to go now. He's going to go.
No, 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 I'm coming right now.
Oh, LRB is on the facey time.
Oh, my God, okay.
Go.
Right, just hit stop.
Yes, righto.
Don't touch anything else.
No.
Oh, hit stop on the phone.
Okay, are you going to put shoes on?
Yeah.
Is that what you're wearing?
Oh, shut up and just record.
Okay, all right, now listen, I need to talk about a couple of things.
Stop on the phone.
Right, stop on the phone and stop on the other phone. Okay, all right, cheerio. Can you please text me when you get back in so I know that you're back home safely?
Okay.
All right, okay, see you then. All right, fuck's sake.
Jack's the favourite.
Jack is not my favourite. I don't have any favourites, but I can tell you right now, Singing Sailor would have to be one of the most favouritest people here on the ship. Divine man. Took me behind the Iron Cove, but it's not, right? He took me behind and showed me all of the goings-on behind the stage, right? From costumes to wigs. Unbelievable. He is such a divine man. I've got his socials. Let me just go back now because I want to give you to the people so that you can go ahead and follow him. Okay, here we go. On the old Tiki Tok at singing.sailor. All right. Then there's the other one at Questa Belladonna. Now I'll spell it out because you know I find this all very hard. Q-U-E-S-T-A. B-E-L-L-A, Donna, D-O-N-N-A, unbelievable. Then we've got the Insta, right, Daniele, at Daniele, Daniele.Arbisi, divine. Now, let me tell you, he sent me a text back saying, and Christian does not know this, right, so this is, you're getting this firsthand, you are getting the hot goss here. He's said, would you and Christian like to learn a dance routine? All right, a dance routine. I thought to myself, well, that could be quite good content. We could get Christian in an outfit. I could get in an outfit. I could put on a wig. He could put on a wig. And off we go. How hard can it be? I mean, really, seriously, how hard can it be to learn a dance routine? So I've got to talk to him about that tomorrow. Then... Right, then what happened then? Let me go back to my notes. Stand by. Now, got some very interesting tea, some goss, a mystery almost. So I'm putting my Miss Marple hat on here. There is a panda. Yes, you heard it right, a rogue panda who appears randomly. So what I want to do is paint you the picture, right? So this... And we're assuming it's a man, normally dressed, apart from the fact that he's got a panda head on. So can you imagine what a panda looks like, a head? So here he is turning up to random events. He's turned up to high tea. He's turned up to the 70s night. He walks around and then disappears. Now, I have it by very good authority that he wears a signet ring and a wedding ring. And he's also a mini legger. Why do I know this? Because I've been told that he's got a blue card. So remembering the blue card indicates the segmenters, the little people, the likes of us. And the red or pink slash card holders are the worldies. So I'll have to get back to you on that because I am going to do a little bit of intel tomorrow, a little bit of research, a bit of a lowdown to see if we can locate him. I thought we might be able to, you know, go on the hunt for the Panda Man. So, look, don't tell me I don't come to you with the goods. What else have I got? Oh, right. So, today at the Sexiest Man, right, water, pool water. I didn't realise, and I dare say nor did Christian realise, that it was actually salt water from the ocean in the pool. So he's jumped in the pool and opened his eyes, God love him. Well, that rang alarm bells for me, and I'll tell you why. Because the other day I found out, and I feel like I've let him down here because I should have said it earlier to him, but I didn't, that when they bring in the seawater to fill the pools, they actually do put a little bit of chlorine into the water. So I wonder how his eyes are going to feel tomorrow. So, look, that's about it for me tonight. I look forward to seeing you all tomorrow on the old breakfast little live I do. Chrissy 50 and Cranky, if not already following me on the Insta and on the TikTok, feel free. What else have I got to tell you? I'll do a live tomorrow morning, touch base, see how yous are all going. I'll check in on Christian, see how he's going after tonight's antics, because we'll need to know, we'll need an update. And I'll wonder how we got on with the LRB. What else have I got to tell you? What else have I got to tell you? Oh, look, there's just so much. We are having a fabulous time. I am looking forward to getting off in Manila to do a little bit of retail therapy. I am still looking for my genuine fakes because I've got to, you know, got to top up a couple of little things that I've forgotten for Jack and for Mackie. And for little, who am I doing for? For the genius, my nephew, and for my little sporty spice, my niece. Shout out to them because I know that they'll be listening. What else am I going to tell you? Oh, look, I think that's about it now, don't you reckon? You've had enough of me with my dribble. I will talk to you all tomorrow. Love your guts. I'm going to remember now. Let's do things first. I'm going to turn off the camera up here. All right, so night-night you up here. All right, so I'm going to press stop on that. I think I've done that correctly. That's always a good thing. All right, now see? See, look at me following instructions. Hey? All right, now I'm going to press pause and done on the recording. Okay. Oh, just before you go, could you please go in and give us a 5-star rating on the podcast, if you wouldn't mind? We have dropped a space to number 3. Look, I'm not too worried, concerned, or but it would be nice to be up on the top, like 1, 2. Dare say we're never going to get the gorgeous Indy Clinton off the perch, but if we could just be number 2, that would be great. And please leave us a little kind review. That would be nice. Follow us on our Instas, on our Facebook. On, well, I don't have Facebook, but, you know, the other podcast. What else we got? TikTok, you know, all the socials. Love your guts lots. See you tomorrow.
This is editing, Christian. I've come back from drinks. Didn't have any drinks. Caught up. Had a social chat with the youth. God, they're fun. Just come back to edit the podcast. Just listen back to Chrissy. I just want to play another clip when she said the singing sailor took her from behind.
Took her behind.
Did anyone else think, where is... What, Chrissy? What did the singing sailor do? I'm just going to play that little piece of audio once more. Thanks for listening.
But I can tell you right now, singing sailor would have to be the most, one of the most favouritest people here on the ship. Divine Man took me behind. He took me behind and showed me all of the goings on.